Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two commercial fishermen have been sentenced for harassing and killing endangered Steller sea lions at the mouth of the Copper River. According to a release from U.S. District Court, 31-year-old fishing vessel Captain John Nichols of Cordova and 21-year-old crew member Theodore Turgeon of Wasilla used shotguns to kill Steller sea lions during the 2015 Copper River salmon season. Court documents say a federal investigation was launched after 15 Steller sea lions were found dead at the river's mouth, and that Nichols and Turgeon lied when questioned and otherwise tried to obstruct the inquiry. Both men pled guilty in June to Marine Mammal Protection Act violations. Nichols was sentenced to 5 years probation, 3 months home incarceration, 400 hours community service, and to pay a $20,000 fine. Turgeon received a sentence of 4 years probation, 1 month home incarceration, 40 hours community service, and a $5,000 fine. The Steller sea lion is listed as endangered in the area where Nichols and Turgeon killed the animals. A civil rights suit targeting a Fairbanks auto dealership is headed to arbitration. Two women who worked at Lithia Motors in the 2016-2017 timeframe accused two male managers at the auto dealership of sexual misconduct ranging from verbal harassment to assault. The suit says, quote, Lithia created, maintained, and failed to correct a known sexually hostile work environment, unquote. The women alleged that after filing complaints with the company, they suffered retaliation that ultimately led to their employment ending. The women, one of whom was a teenager when she worked at Lithia, are seeking compensatory and punitive damages, but their attorney, Brad Kane, says neither woman went to law enforcement.
As what you see for most of the Me Too movement, it is hard for women, especially young women, to come forward and go to the police and say, well, this person did this to me. You know, a manager, somebody who is in a position of power, and I think in a general sense, people are always afraid of retribution. You know, and Alaska is a small community.
Kane says their civil suit, originally filed in June, is headed to arbitration because of agreements Lithia employees are required to sign.
As part of the onboarding process, they have to check a box that says that they agree to binding arbitration of any and all claims.
Kane says such employment agreements are very common and calls that unfortunate because, unlike a trial, the arbitration process is confidential.
Whether my client's allegations are true, which I believe they are, or the defendants didn't do the things alleged, I think the public has a right to know. And arbitration defeats that right.
Lithia attorney Matt Singer was contacted for comment. Singer replied by email saying, quote, Lithia takes any allegation of this nature seriously, and we are reviewing the complaint, unquote. It's an historic low snow season in Fairbanks. Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman says you have to go back over 90 years to find a fall with less snow.
Fairbanks Airport has only recorded 7/10 of an inch of snow for the entire fall to date. The last time that we had this little snow total through this point in the season, you have to go all the way back to 1926.
Toman attributes this fall's snow drought to two weather patterns.
High pressure aloft, as has dominated much of this fall, or in that southerly Chinook flow. Both of those are not good scenarios to get snow into interior Alaska.
Toman says westerly airflow is needed to track low pressure systems over the region, and if that happens, storms could be supercharged with moisture due to an abnormally warm and ice-free Bering Sea.
If we can get a storm to move around the north side of the Alaska Range and move that moisture into our area, we could get a lot of snow in a hurry.
Low snow is a problem for some outdoor sports, but Toman says if it continues deeper into the season, it also poses more serious issues.
Snow cover is a great insulator. Lots of animals, of course, live under the snow, and without that protection from the cold, can impact the ecosystem.
Toman says the lack of insulating snow also allows frost to penetrate deeper into the soil.
And we've seen in years past in the interior, if we don't get snow soon, that will wind up possibly later in the season as that frost line moves lower into the ground. Things like septic systems and water lines freezing up.
The Fairbanks area forecast includes a chance of snow into the weekend, but minimal accumulation is expected. Alaska judges are generally retained by state voters, but it appears that an Anchorage Superior Court judge who oversaw a controversial plea deal this year has been voted out. Alaska Public Media reports that Judge Michael Corey accepted a plea agreement in a case many considered a sexual assault, but prosecutors said they would have had trouble proving specific parts of the original allegations, so they offered the defendant a plea deal, and when Judge Corey accepted it, that allowed the man to walk free after time served with an ankle monitor. That argued thousands of Alaskans in a grassroots campaign organized against the judge. The campaign appeared successful Tuesday as those voting not to retain Corey outnumbered his supporters by more than 6%. That was with nearly all precincts reporting. I'm Dan Bross.